Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save big money at Menards.
Burt Show.
Producer Joanne is at Mike Music.
I should have done this song for the T-Pain application thing.
Yeah.
Couldn't mess up the words on this one.
No.
Is this the weekend you're supposed to wear that deal?
The dress?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
tomorrow.
Okay.
So my brother's getting married tomorrow. And for some of you that may not know, I wasn't originally in the wedding, but and I talked about it on the air. And then about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, my brother and his fiance came in studio and surprised me to tell me.
Very sweet.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was so excited. And they surprised me and told me I was going to be in the wedding. And that day, I went to David's Bridal and for the fitting of the bridesmaid's dress.
This is what, 3-4 weeks ago? 6 weeks ago?
It was like a month ago, at least. So when I went in for the fitting, the smallest size that they had for me to try on was a size 5. No, a size, size 5. And it was a little tight, but I was like, well, I haven't really been in this workout routine. I'm going to get back into my workout routine. So let me do a size smaller because I'm sure I'll, you know, lose a few pounds by then. Not that I need to. Not like I'm like, oh, I need to go on a diet. Just I thought that I would be working out.
Is that pretty common where women will set a goal weight based on getting into the wedding dress? Because that's an important, that's a great motivation by humiliation. You got to get in that dress and you got to look good. So you use that as your motivation.
You use it for wedding, for bridesmaid, for your skinny jeans you sell. I mean, there's a poll that came out today. 74% of women have clothes in their closet that they cannot fit in because they think in their mind, you know what? And I've done it. Yeah, I'm going to fit in that again. No, I'm not.
I just did that the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
saw
do.
A pair of pants, tried them on. I was like, oh, I can't fit in these anymore.
Yeah. Diet!
But I'm going to keep them.
But you
hung them back up,
didn't you?
I hung them back up and looked at them. I'm like, I'm going to get in you again.
Yeah. I promise. Because you're mine, baby.
Well, so I told the lady, I was like, let's go ahead and order, because they have to order the dress from a different store, because this store didn't have the other size, and they didn't have a smaller size for me to try on. So I was like, well, let's just go a size down. And they ordered it, and it came in this week, and I went and picked it up, and I'm afraid it's not going to fit because I haven't been on any workout routine. I haven't been eating right.
Obviously.
It's actually a polar opposite.
That was coming from Jeff.
Yes.
That was over there.
That's fine.
Okay.
That was the kettle or the pot or both.
Why you got to bring race into it?
No more a little analogy.
It's just cooking.
It's cooking. You can't get any of them right.
In the worst part is that I thought she ordered me a size 4, but she actually ordered me a size 2.
Oh, no.
So we're like another size smaller than I originally thought.
You're a 6. You suggested 4. She bought 2.
Yes.
That's not good.
Wow.
So,
oh,
and you have not tried it on
yet.
And the wedding's tomorrow.
So this is the thing. If it's too small, I'm hoping that maybe I can get. Don't they have something to kind of squeeze you together?
Sizers, Spanx and stuff.
Spanx?
Yeah.
That'll help a little. Get a corset. That might, you pull those threads in the back.
And it doesn't help because tonight we're going to eat Italian, and Italian's my favorite food. So I'm not going to not be able to eat for the next 2 days to fit into this thing.
But you're also not going to put 4 pounds on in the next 2 days just
pasta. Still, you don't want to stand up there with a dress that's way too tight and then everybody else looks great. And I ruin her wedding picture because my dress is too tight.
Is there any potential that David's Bridal, like one of the locations around here, would have this dress in a bigger size?
No, they didn't have, nobody in the area had it. They had to order it from like somewhere out west.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, now that it, you know, it's a size 2, like, can you call them panicked and tell them, Oh my God, I did, you didn't want two, I wanted four, and you've upset me so much, I've eaten myself up to a six.
Same again.
And then Save give that. Them to her. And then, and then give them to FedEx you one?
No, this one took the day I ordered. It was a month ago, and it just came in this week.
And the wedding's tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh. All right, so we're doing one of a couple of different things. People are calling up now to tell you how you can lose that weight, like in 6 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Huh. Jade, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I know that people do European body wraps, and it's supposed to lose a couple dress sizes. So why don't you try that?
A lot of that water weight, isn't that what those European body wraps are for? Is that it sort of drains you of your water weight, which could be like 6-8 pounds like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I believe so. And they say that it works really, really good. I know a couple of ladies who have done it, and they swear by it. And then on top of it, they say that it doesn't, if you drink water, it doesn't come right back. It'll actually last for, you know, a little while. And so it's designed to where if you have that one-time event that you need to just sink.
Dehydrate yourself to death.
That was my next question. Yeah, will it come right back on as soon as I eat something?
You don't have to worry about that, though.
No, they said that it doesn't. They said that but, I mean, I don't remember or really think that it did.
You need to look good from what time to what time on what day?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and from what time to what time?
All day long, I need to look good.
Because you're going to be in that
dress
all day.
Yeah, and then what about when I'm eating? I don't want something to pop as I'm, like, you know, stuffing myself with wedding cake.
And you're going to be sitting some of the time, too.
Yes.
And that's the worst part about a tight dress is sitting down.
Yeah.
You're like a plank where you just lean back. I'm just going to lean against the wall and eat my dinner. Don't worry about this. I don't want to take up a place setting. I'm fine. I'll just lean.
Just the rigor mortis.
That's
we're cool.
Right.
You could be like one of those.
I'm about to pass out, but don't worry about me. Just lean me up against the wall.
You could be a high school wrestler and put the blanket over your head and sit next to the heater and spit.
Run the stairs and spit the entire time.
Yes.
Hey, Allie, good morning. Huh? You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. A little hint about the dress. Mm-hmm. When you have bridesmaids and wedding dresses, they're really snug and everything, but if you will take and put the dress on today and wear it for an hour or two, it'll help stretch it out some. It'll make it looser.
That's a good idea.
So I should wear jeans. Lunges right. and stuff around the house in the dress.
No, yeah. I think you should just wear it to...
You did that to yourself. I think you're using good judgment. But I didn't go anywhere near there. Aww.
How did that short out all of a sudden like
I
that?
I think I got my eye on you, Carter. I think
pumpkin.
I forgot what I was
going
to say. Stretching.
That was really important.
How long would it take you to get into that right now? It'll take you 5 minutes, Tammy. 10 minutes, 15
minutes. I mean, I hope not very long unless I can't get it over my thighs. This is going to be all
if
day.
She goes and she puts that on for you guys, will you be brutally honest with you?
Yeah.
If she thinks that she could lose, if you think she could lose the weight or whatever, do whatever she can in 24 hours.
Okay. Sure. As long as you can zip it, you're good to go. Yeah. The thought is like, I'm not going to tell Joanna you need to lose weight. I will see, like Jen just said, the thought I had is if she can zip it up, she's good.
Mm-hmm.
If she can't get that zipper up, then she's got problems.
Hey, Nicole, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. First of all, I want to say I've worked in the bridal industry a long time, and bridesmaids always order a size that's too small for them. I don't know why they do that. They don't believe us when we tell them they need a bigger size, but they always do that. So that's the first thing for everyone listening. And the reason we usually tell people to get the dress a little bit bigger than their actual size is so that we can take it in and then make it perfect for their little body.
Okay, your advice is great, too late. Yeah, so what can she
do
now?
What you can do is you can actually go to a David's Bridal and find a dress that's the same fabric and the same color and just take it to a seamstress, so you need to try it on immediately, and she can add a little gusset to the side of it, and it shouldn't take very long. You could get that done today.
What's a gusset?
A gusset is like a little, they cut fabric out of the other dress and just kind of add it to the side of the dress, and you can really tell it had been added, and then that way it should fit you just fine. That's just in case it doesn't zip.
Can that be an option for you?
I mean, I guess so. I mean, I have all day. I mean, I get off work today, and then I have the rest of the day to do that, if that is...
It just seems like such a...
I think she needs to try it on.
It's a violent word to get... Yeah, I need a gusset. On account of all I've been eating. Can you give me a gusset?
Save that, too.
Hey, Kelly, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, I got a crazy idea, but when I was joining the Army, when I was going to ship out, I was 5 pounds too heavy. And so I had to wait a week. before I could ship out. And so, you know, a couple days beforehand, I tried one of those body wraps, but also I threw up.
Oh, perfect.
You threw up.
It's like crazy. It's crazy. I'm not bulimic, but
What I did is everything I ate, like two, 3 days, I just threw it all up. No, Joanna's not encouraging people to throw up. She had a suggestion, just like everybody else. I'm telling you, you don't. Stop it. 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 Stop it
but you go, you put the dress on, and then you bring it back in, but don't zip it all the way up yet. And
oh, and then we'll see if it zips.
We'll zip it up.
Okay.
While you're, is that creepy for Jeff
that's
and I to be in
here? Is it zip in the back?
Yes.
Oh no, then it's fine.
Okay, so let's do that. Okay. Go ahead, get all in the dress, and then come back and just don't zip it up.
That's the test.
You really think it's safe
can
for
she
us
take your
to
sweatshirt
to leave yeah, the studio leave when Steve's in the building?
Yeah, right.
Just to put around your back when you're walking through the halls,
and so be that sure Southside Steve is on the air while you're changing because you know he's gonna peek under the stall.
Okay. He's probably already in there.
Yes.
With a webcam.
All right, so she'll come back in and we'll see if we can get this done.
The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.